Well, after seeing what you killed in 2016, I would have never thought you could beat that, but you did in 2017. So Frank, what's on deck for 2018?
Oh, just the people ask me this quite a bit too. It's just the same type of hunting that I do every year. I mean, I'm kind of, like I told you, my three like go-to hunts every year is I just got back from Sonora, Mexico, where I was down there for most of January, and I killed two coos deer and a mule deer already this year. And then I was fortunate enough to get another muskox tag, so I'm actually leaving Sunday. I'm leaving in 3 days to go hunt muskox up here in Alaska again. And I've killed 7 muskox with my bow already. So this will be my 8th muskox if I'm fortunate enough to get another big one. And then it'll be black bear time. It won't just be black bears. I just say all the bears that we hunt in Alaska. I mean, the bears will start coming out of the dens, the browns and grizzlies and black bears will start coming out of the dens, and we hunt them up here in Alaska like that. And it'll be springtime, and I'll go down southeast and hunt black bears down there. And then it'll come back, and August and September is all the big game in Alaska, pretty much doll sheep and mountain goats and caribou. I'll moose hunt in September, and then I'll be planning my fall hunt over to Kodiak to hunt Sitka blacktails again. So that's kind of the way most all my years lay out, is I do those three core hunts, and then I squeeze other little hunts in there as time permits and opportunities show up, and I'll go off and shoot something else. But mainly just all the hunting up here in Alaska and all the different species that we talked about earlier.
So it sounds like you don't plan out like I'm going to do this hunt on this day. You just kind of fly by the seat of your pants when whatever you feel like doing, and the weather looks good for this or that. Is that how you do it?
Well, kind of. I mean, the Mexico hunting, it's all planned out for sure.
Oh, sure.
And then the southeast black bear hunting, because I always have a friend down there with me, so that's I have to plan dates on that, times and dates for when there's other people involved. And then the Kodiak Island deer hunt, that's a planned hunt. That's just not a seat of your pants hunt. But the other hunts that I do, all the other ones are pretty much solo. The muskox hunt I'm going on Sunday, it's a planned hunt because there's logistics out there in the village, snow machines and places to stay and so forth that you have to take care of. So there's planning that you got to deal with out there. But the other hunts where I go off on my own on like doll sheep and mountain goats and caribou and stuff up here, they're just kind of like opportunity type hunts, except I plan my schedule at work at UPS where I get most of that time off in August and September. I can almost get both those months totally off, so that's when all the good hunting is. And our sheep season in Alaska starts August 10th, so no matter what, I'll be if the weather's good, I'll be on a mountain somewhere in Alaska hunting sheep August the 10th. And but I don't know where I'll be, or, because I'll have to do a little research this summer and figure out, which mountain range I want to hunt and go look at places that I've hunted before and see what they look like and so forth. But, yeah, some of the, like the goat hunts and everything, a lot of those are just opportunity type hunts. If the weather is good and I have 3 or 4 days, I can make one of those hunts happen.